1923.
1923.
The wonder of wireless broadcasting is that music, speeches, etc., made anywhere in the world, may be heard by us in the same fullness as though we were at its source. Time and space are annihilated. The voices of those we love may come to us from afar, as though by a spiritualistic energy, without its indefinite and cloudy trickery. As if by spiritual energy, just through the great void, are the antipodes united.
Us from afar at void, render of the greatest source. Time do as if by us from afar, as though through by us, if by us from afar, and void are to us in the world infinite, and heard by us, if by the greatness of voices of wireless broadcasting, then of wireless is if by us, if by heard by spiritualist is through by us, by spiritualist is thou, it is through by speeches, by etc., heard by us, if by speeches, by etc., and voices of the great music, and the world may be of voices united, but that voices of the great voices of the everywhere.
These are names of scientists who made radio possible.
William H. Bragg, Charles Todd, Lee DeForest, James Clerk Maxwell, Oliver Lodge, André Marie Ampère, Joseph Henry, Michael Faraday, Heinrich Rudolf Hertz, Edward Branly, Dr. Muirhead, A.L. Rogers, Guglielmo Marconi, Professor Rigi, William Priest, G.S. Kemp, Professor Land, Ernst Rutherford, A. Patton, C.A. Unbehaw, E. Brinkett, Professor Hughes, the inventor of the microphone, Lev Termin, Richard Threlfall, Ralph Hartley, Raymond A. Eisen, John Scott Taggart, E.H. Kopitz.
Rogers is
Dies sind Namen von Radioamateuren, die entscheidende Beiträge zur Entwicklung der Radiotechnologie in Australien geleistet haben.
These are names of radio amateurs who made crucial contributions to the development of radio in Australia.
E. Ames, I. Banyer, L. C. Jones, W. H. Hare, E. R. Stanton, F. H. LeVerrier, H. W. Genevieve, George A. Taylor, A. Mather, R. S. Lee, J. W. Hambly Clark, D. A. Smith, G. G. Malthus, C. G. Poole, R. Wyatt, R. M. Dunstone, H. C. Coles, Bill Bland, Kerr Grant, J. M. Honor, Jack Davis, C. M. McClurkin, A. B. Cox, C. J. Spencer, Charles Barlow, W. Jenkinson, J. M. Higgy, R. O. G. Matthews, B. R. I. P. Cook, W. Harrison, A. H. Evans, W. H. Hare, C. J. Offen, A. W. J. McArdle, E. R. Stanton, B. Alderman, J.J. McLaughlin, O.W. Judd, S.F. Howe, L.P. Anderson, C.M. Reed, P. Stapleton, N.C. McClellan, W. McGain, A. Longstaff, K.A. Cotton, A.G. Waterhouse, K.H. Bailey, Sigelman Cook, Sigelman Spooner, Sigelman Morcom, Sigelman Bean, Sigelman Mulligan, C.R. Churchward, Glenn A. Whittington, H. Hawk, R. Edgar, Hal L. Austin, R.B. Caldwell, K.J. Martin, Harry Cowper, Harry Butler, Lance Jones, Ray Snoswell, Fred L. Williamson, who gave the first practical demonstration of wireless telephony in Australia, Henry H. Lloyd, Brother Joseph, Alec R. Clark, a pioneer in the development of tape recording, Frank E. Earl, Francis G. Miller, W. A. Caldwell, Lance C. Jones, W. J. Davey, E. N. Sagar, S. Roy Buckerfield, J. S. Fitzmaurice, W. H. Scott, G. Bailey, H. Rhodes, H. Bedford, John H. Chesterfield, S. C. Cusack, Rupert M. Barker, Kevin Wadham, S. F. Ackland, T. A. Bagshaw, J. Ashwin, J. P. Hale, T. D. Barber, L. Sims, W. Evans, E. Hooper, Hugh Bennett, A. M. Isaacs, Victor K. Coon, J. T. Campbell, J. Kilgore, K. Wadham, J. E. Rowling, W. B. Randell, Reg Gerner, A.L. Selway, W. Anthony, R. Holland, E.J. W. Gunner, Lance Jones, A.A. Cotton, K. Boland, A. Duffield, H. McCauley, R. Gallen, Cliff Moole, R. Davies, A. Mines, Jack Trembath, S. Vicker, E. Willoughby, T. Mitchell, C. Lappage, V. Lappage, A. Offler, W. Playstead, S.S.T., B.W.K. Skinner, A.H. Gibson, R.A. Bruce, J.D. Wilson, S.A. Johnson, Robert H.A. Williams, C.T.V. Noble, C.A. Blum, J.W. Mote, W. Kepke, K. Waddle, G.F. Crosby, G.A. Miller, Randall, T. Morris, Alf Traeger, L.F. Swofford, D.R. Whitburn, P.J. Brewer, R. Edwards, W.E. Wonder, Craig Marshall, Hyder, Morton, McNaughton, Bob Frazier, Bill Pitchford, Frank Hill, Don Elliott, Harry Roberts, Doug Whitburn, Ben Wilson, Joe McAllister, P. Kennedy, A.W. Kelly, J. Gribble, J.G. Phillips, A.L. Saunders, D.R. Whitburn, C.F. Trott, R. Anthony, E. Shepherd, D. O'Leary, A.C.E. Brock, E.W. Beard, D.G. Taylor, J.S. Fitzmaurice, George R. Anderson, G.B. Ragless, Harold M. Cooper, I. Thomas, F. Curry, B. Chanel, A.A. Ryman, J.W. Wilkin, E.C. McLaughlin, F. Hempster, K. Wadham, L.F. Swofford, F.G. Anear, H. Mervyn Brown, M.E. Richard, J.E. Varden, P.A. Messenger, K.M. Theo, R. Bedford, A.R. Cameron, H. Hobcroft, Darcy M. Hancock, M. Clayton, H. E. Edwards, D.W. Watson, W.K. Ackland, H.B. Wilson, W.M. Richards, A.J. Hewitt, O. Richardson, L.D., H. A. Berry, V.R.P. Cook, C.A. Ives, W. Smith, E.D. Riley, K.A. Murray, P. Kennedy, B.J. M. Morrissey, H.A. Richardson, A.W. Taylor, A.W. Kelly, A.H. Trager, T.A.J. Hens, H.F. Lloyd, V.R. Briggs, L.W. Bellman, R.A. Bruce, J. Gribble, E.L. Willoughby, R.B. Caldwell, F.F. Thorne, J.D. Phillips, V.R. Whitburn, C.C. Grimble, C.L.H. Haynes, R. Anthony, C.R. Chio, C.P. Waver, C.E. Newell, R.C. Henry, S.R. Buckerfield, L.D. Berry, A.E. Shepherd, G.F. Robbins, C.D.C. Winkler, A.P.E. Brock, E.W. Deer, D.G. Taylor, J.E. Mann, F.B. Anderson, E.F. Brandon, C.H.J. Collins, B.S. Rogers, A.H. Giddings, R.C. Harris, H.N. Bowman, E.T. Halliday, G.T. Burgess, M.G. Farmer, F.P. Clark, C.D.L. Tilbrook, A.R. Anderson, R.G. Pitts, G.B. Ragless, R.W. Gregory, W.C. Potts, A.W.J. Phillips, H.B. Johnson, W.E. Lloyd, E.L. Backler, H.B. Lund, G.W. Goldsmith, W.L. Heinrich, H.W. Wheeler, I. Thomas, P.R. Dennett, J.T. Bergen, E.J. Coughlin, J. Georgeson, D. Chanel, I.M. Kidman, S.A. Henderson, A.A. Ryman, J.A. Smith, J. Stafford, J. Kilgariff, H.A. Berry, J.W. Wilkin, J.C. Golly, H.K. Bowen, R.W. Davey, A.H. Brooks, K.M. Ring, C.H. Castle, J.E. DeCure, R.C. Yates, O.L. Nestor, Leslie B. Fielder, L.W. Finn, F.M. Gray, R.R. Turner, T. Welling, J. Foster, T.J. Coakley, L.W. Walbridge, Kent Adamson, H.B. Wilson, D.A. Wilkinson, W.L. Govan, Bill Barber, F.R. Wolf, W.J.C. Wiseman, A.E. Prince, W.M. Richards, W.S. Walker, H.K. Stacy, A.L. Sutherland, A. Frizzabilla, A.G. Hewitt, C. Patterson, B.A. Geisel, E.A. Charles, M. Clayton, J.A. Weddle, A.H. Heath, A.K. Mutton. Mr. J. W. Hambly Clark of Adelaide, experimenting with 5AA, cut his own Edison-type cylinders as he improvised violin solos, and broadcast these by placing a telephone carbon microphone down the throat of the long phonograph horn speaker. The up-and-down movements of the speaker were evident in the output. Nevertheless, the programs were appreciated even though they were interspersed by plentiful hellos and comments on the quality of transmission, modulation, etc.
I'm so optimistic.
Namen von Technikern, die die frühesten Radiogeräte in Australien gebaut haben.
These are names of technicians who built the earliest equipment for radio in Australia.
A.L. Rogers, Anita Rogers, A. Patton, E.J.G. Bowden, P.B. Walker, W. Knox, Batteryman Phillips, A.G. Rosser, F.W. Medhurst, F.P. Bowden, Chief Machinist Smith, E.C. Barton, E.R. Stanton, F. Moeller, Harry Cowper, Alf Traeger, Ern Gunner, Don Gooding, A. Hopton, Ted Ashwin, Donald McDonald, Jack Davies, Bill Launder Cridge, M.J. Ryan, Harry Ding, Lou Grubb, J.H. Chesterfield, Oliver J. Nilsson, Mr. Edwards, Ray Snoswell, Lance Jones, Vic Coombe, Bill Maddox, J. Ratcliffe, Charlie Tariha, R. Kitto, Mr. Nutley.
Lark Ross Organizar on a Tapley Clark Bent Ball Perknovix. Transmit Happy Libel. Rosier Hugh Fox, Mr. PB. Now Fed Mimics Disfine Hack. Grab Note on Art Max from L. Ra, Hurry Peak, After Blair. Hermit Conra Ongoing, Odd. Before Tom is the Dog. Call Dam Dodo and Desk Cat Drive. Bill and Blue of Bear, and my car. Hydra Grin Brubal, Hibby Kick Flash. Coins Middler, said Mr. Blue, Sensory Wall Clones Team. Call Voice Clones Both Kid of Cliff Car, The Aerial Arc, Totter Bloom and Dry.
Lark was organizer on a tappy cock bent ball perknovix. Transmit happy libel. Rosier Hugh Fox, Mr. PB. No fed mimics this fine hack. Bad note on our meds for mail. The hurry peep after glare. Herman Conra ongoing hot. Before Tom is the dog, call Dan Dodo and ask Cat Drive. Bill and Boot and Bear in my car. Hydra Bin Boo Bug, Hit Reject Flash. Coins Nibbler, Sad Mr. Boo, Sensory Wall Clones Team. Cone Voice Calls Bold Kid Lift Car, The Aerial Arc. Totter Bloom and Fly.
In connection with your experimental license, your attention is invited to the fact that this license is issued in accordance with the wireless telegraphy regulation, the conditions of which should be understood and are accepted by you in obtaining the license. In particular, Special attention is invited to the fact that the license is issued to enable you to carry out the experiments set out by you in your application form. You may be called on to produce evidence to show that you are experimenting and not merely listening into broadcast programs. The licensed receiver is for your own use and must not be used by other people or for their entertainment. Any contravention of the regulations is an indictable offense.
Der genehmigte Empfänger ist für ihren eigenen Gebrauch und darf nicht von den Leuten oder für ihre Unterhaltung verwendet werden.
Dies sind Namen von australischen Regierungsbeamten, die die Entwicklung von Radio gesetzlich regulierten.
These are names of Australian government administrators who regulated the development of radio.
Charles Todd, William Priest, W.R. Cresswell, T.N. Stevens, Dr. Cockburn, C.A. Unbehound, John Moole, E.J.G. Bowden, P.B. Walker, G.P. Stevens, W.P. Hallam, F.P. Bowden, Lieutenant Truesdale, H.W. Jen, B.J. Heskiff, L.K. Ireland, K. Wadham, W.J. Bullen, J.W. Stapleton, L.M. Adkins, J.H.L. Badenoch, L.E. Catford, L.A. Dean, L. Cotton, R.R. Davies, G.F. Lucas, A.J. Drew, H.E. Lesser, L.V. Phillips, J. Lester, C.W. Potter, J.M. Coulter, E.A. Barbier, A.C. Smythe, R. Batty, F.E. Bentley, G.S. Kuhn, S.G. Barber, K.G. Atkins, C.R. White, H.M. Roberts, J.H. Lawrence, N.W. Roberts, R.H. Bailey, H.R. Green, L.A. Brown, W.P. Burford, W.L. Pearn, K.W. Killsby, W.W. Parsons, K.M. Thiel, R.V. Gall, R. Bedford, A.R. Cameron, R.D. Elliott, H. Hobcroft, R.C. Gurner, R.G. Haskard, R.K. Dean, R.L. Page, E.R. Easter, R. Paraziers, R.T. Manuel, G.W. Luxon, W.R. Cresswell, F.G. Cresswell, Clement E. Ames, K.J. Martin, Lyle McEwen, R.G. Pitts, J. Whitburn, Postmaster General Gibson, L.C. Jones, Radio Inspector H.W. Harrington, J.H. Hammond, James Elder, A.J.B. McMaster, C.E. Crocker, H.P. Brown, J.P.B. Madsen, R.B. Orchard, J.J. Hammond, W.H. Swanson, Frank O'Grady, Colonel Thomas, C.W. Davidson, J.A. Lyons, A.J. McLaughlin, Postmaster General Ashley.
Or hard H. John Medvedi is Daryl K. Smarley, W.G. P. Netlum, P. Moz Chamow, A.J. Art, W. Brown, Tomadio, Inz, F. Lyons, L. A. W. H. J. Netlum, J. Mow, E. Swilach, on the Thon Ben Hurden, F. W. John Netmus, J. Gammon, J. Netmus, Swellitter, Dr. H. Crockburn, W. Swell, J. Cockerby, J. Chon, F. Monday, J. B. J. Monday, J. Pepper, Leon, A. W. Brow, Postivan.
Namen von Pionieren der Sendetätigkeit in Australien.
These are names of early developers of radio broadcasting in Australia.
Harry Cowper, Lance Jones, James Marshall, A.L. Brown, C.R. Brown, A.A. Cotton, J.E. Davison, Ernest J. Hume, Ernest J. Hume Jr., F.A. Pennington, E. Sr., R.H. Wellman, A.G. Waterhouse, W.C. Smollicone, A.S. Harris, H.M. Anders, Ern Gunner, J.G. Arnold, A.S. Harris, M.E.A. Scott, A.R. Campbell, A.E.J. Smythe, A. Hyde, J.T. Timms, L. Hopf, L.L. Griffiths, J.L. Davy, G. Myers, Miss M. Lynch, C. Tonkin, Mr. Harvey, Mr. Miller, J.P. Hale, L.A. Harper, W.R. West, J. Jensen, R.F. Gardner, A.L. Brown, R.H. Woolman, A.R. Campbell, Herbert G. Boyce, Reverend W. Keith Stewart, R.G. Ruddle, A.L. Brown, Mr. Mills, Jack Ryan, Ken Bertram, Bill Maddox, Lynn Porter, Bill Wondercridge, Tom Wiling, Darby Tostevin, Frank O'Grady, Laurie Villan, Nelson Stone, Tom Collins, Ted McGrath, Chris Comas, Cecil Pike, Brian Blundell, Len Cooper, Bill Wisson, Jim Harris, Bill Miles, Charlie Cancel, Pat Callahan, Bob Hamilton, Jack Anders, Claude Mann, Bert Metallic, George May, George Ramsey, Bert Lamb, Alf Johns, Ron Nicole, Ron Haynes, Ted Holton, Al Smythe, Colonel Thomas, Mr. Madigan, Eric Cawthron, Bob Fuller, George Conn, G.A. Miller, Randall, Mrs. E.J. Hume, the first female radio announcer in Australia, Evan Sr., Wynne Hambridge, Miss F. Beaumont, Mr. Chalico, Mrs. V.L.H. Hume, E.C.S. Lindsay, H. Thompson, George Barber, Don Taylor, Sid White, Larry Schoberg, Andy Fisher, Dud Wilkinson, Colin Howie, Tom Gardner, George Pachoka, Adrian Wallace, Brian Paul, Jack Lester, Huey Lloyd, Les Rude, George Digance, Wickham Bailey, Barry Quick, Bob Page, Frank Hill, F. Wills, Warwick Parsons, C.M. Brown, G.M. Gordon, S. Goldsworthy, G.T. Fosh, Roy Buckerfield, Matt Kinnear, the first football broadcaster in Australia, Charlie Tereha, Colin Howie, George Matthews, Carl Crow, Bruce Martin, Bob Graziers, Max Wills, Sid McLean, Oliver Nestor, Rex Fenwick, Bob Barringer, Wallace Reary, H.N. Bowman, D.M. Gooding, L.G. Porter, T.W. Welling, H.B. Wilson, B. Forgan, R.R. Whittle, E.F. Halliday, W. Gill, J.L. Schaumwaffle, H.N. Bowman, W.J. Bland, Colin L. Bottrell, W. H. Barber, Bill Forgan, Merv Middleton, Harold Elliott, Mr. Caldecott, Daphne Norton, H.W. Smith, Frank G. Miller, H.R. Pinkerton, W. Queel, Jaspie Jack, Frank Hill, Pat Giddings, Doug Wilkinson, Andy Fisher, Jack Lester, Harvey Heath, Harry Cooper, Stoughton McNamara, Bill Legg, Oliver Nestrom, Ron Hipwell, George Matthews, Bruce Hannaford, Bruce Martin, Graham Pitts, Ron Hodgson, Ted Marsden, Chris Gilbert, Derek Coombs, Alan Hewitt.
Geräuscheffekte für das australische Radio entwickelt haben.
These are names of developers of sound effects in radio in Australia.
Ron Wenban, Oscar Lansbury, Len London, Owen Ainley, Gordon Grimsdale, Rod Taylor, James Workman.
Yeah.
Namen derer, die den Radiodienst für den Royal Flying Doctor Service in Australien entwickelt haben.
These are names of those who developed radio for the Royal Flying Doctor Service of Australia.
The Very Reverend John Flynn, Harry Cowper, Alfred Traeger, the inventor of the pedal wireless, George Towns, Rupert M. Barker, Mr. Earle, Mr. Hall, R. Graham Pitts, Adelaide Mithke, Mr. Starr, R. Cranwell. Wireless broadcasting is that music, speeches, etc., made anywhere in the world may be heard by us in the same fullness as though we were at its source. Time and space are annihilated. The voices of those we love may come to us from afar, as though by a spiritualistic energy, without its indefinite and cloudy trickery. As if by spiritual energy, just through the great void, are the antipodes united.